This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Kraus. The U.S. EPA proposed protection for the Bristol Bay watershed that would permanently ban the Pebble Mine. The Environmental Protection Agency announced the proposed ban Wednesday morning using its authority under a section of the Clean Water Act that SWAT fishermen and tribes in the Bristol Bay region have requested for years. Chugiyung Tribal Chief Tom Tilden was part of the delegation that visited Congress this May to press for the EPA to veto the mine.
Where that mine is the spawning beds of the greatest salmon producing rivers in the world.
The company pressing to build the open pit gold and copper mine, Pebble Limited Partnership, has said it would enrich the region with good salaries and other income. It had repeatedly argued that its state-of-the-art mine design will have no significant effect on Bristol Bay's fish run. But the EPA's Noose Region 10 Administrator, Casey Sixkiller, says 2 decades of scientific study shows that the mine would cause permanent damage to the ecosystem that supports fishing cultures. As an example, the EPA notes that the mine plan calls for destroying 8 miles of fish streams. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers had already rejected Pebble's permit application to dredge and fill in the area. Pebble is appealing that decision. The EPA's proposal is broader. If made final, it would ban any dredging or filling of federal waters and wetlands in service of mining the Pebble deposit. It's essentially the veto the Obama administration proposed in 2014, but that was called a preemptive veto because it came before the Pebble Partnership had submitted its mine plan. The EPA's proposed ban will be published in the Federal Register and will be subject to public hearings this month. The agency will accept written comments through July 5th. When a fire ripped through Chetunik, Swashatoria, in February, it left folks without an easy place to wash clothes. But that fire also damaged the community's internet infrastructure, causing outages for half of the village. KYK's Olivia Eberts reports that not having internet has made it difficult for people to accomplish regular everyday online tasks.
Chetunik resident Alvina Whitman started a new job in March as an Indian Child Welfare Act worker.
I don't have internet access or email access, and because of that, I feel like I'm missing out on a lot.
Whitman says she's missed important meetings and trainings for her new job, and it's impacted the children she's working to protect. She's missed out on Office of Children's Services hearings, where decisions are made about whether a child should be removed from the care of their guardians. She says because of the outages, she can only find out about the hearings through the mail. Whitman has not only lost internet in her office, she's lost it in her home too. She's still able to use internet on her phone, but says service is spotty and slow. She says that makes it more difficult for her to order necessities online.
Sometimes I forget to order. Sometimes I end up not ordering because the internet so slowly.
Once she wasn't able to order diapers for her baby. She ran out and ended up having to buy a pack from Bethel, which was around $60 more expensive than online. According to GCI, the internet outage has impacted 5 businesses and 12 homes in Chetunik. But Chetunik's tribal administrator Xavier Post says it's actually affected around 45 homes. That's more than half the community. The internet is also out in the tribal office. It's making Xavier Post's job a lot harder. He spends a lot of time using the internet to file financial reports and apply for grants.
Delaying our reports, it's very frustrating, and the internet we have right now takes up most of our day.
Each task takes him double or triple the usual amount of time. He gets around not having internet at work by texting photos of the tribe's financial documents to a consultant in Fairbanks, or by lugging his work computers home and using his personal internet. GCI spokesperson Heather Handyside says she gets where Post is coming from.
Yeah, I definitely can understand why folks are frustrated. I know that connectivity is, you know, a need. It's not a nice to have, it's a must have.
Handyside said the company is working to restore the internet. She said both slowdowns are caused by general supply chain issues and an increased demand for broadband.
Unfortunately, a big piece of this, which is, you know, some key equipment that we needed, it was just out of our hands.
Handyside said the residents without internet have not been charged during this time period. In addition to waiting on internet, Chetunik is also still waiting on a temporary Washateria from the state of Alaska. Internet outages have made communications with the state slow. Tribal Administrator Xavier Post said that's delayed the process of getting the Washateria, but he still hopes they'll have it at some point this summer. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Kraus.
Join KMBA News weekdays at 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon for important stories from around the state and more. Connect to the podcast at knba.org.